Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Boy, what a day yesterday, Alan. You and I sitting in a studio recording an interview as word came in from Joe Donahue on a notepad that the Attorney General's report was in and it was not good for Governor Cuomo. Just over a year ago, says the AP, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was widely beloved for his telegenic response to the coronavirus pandemic, but allegations of sexual assault and harassment sent the Democrat tumbling yesterday into a month-long fall from grace. With the release of a report substantiating allegations from 11 women, the probe overseen by the state attorney general found Cuomo sexually harassed the women, many of whom formerly or currently work for him. Cuomo denied the allegations in a taped video response. He maintains he isn't going anywhere, but his political future might soon be out of his hands. He's lost most of his allies, and the state assembly now moving toward impeachment. And we heard late yesterday afternoon from President Biden. We also heard from Nancy Pelosi and, of course, plenty of other Democrats across New York State and the country who are describing themselves as appalled or disgusted with the governor's behavior and all saying he should step down.
Well, it is not moving in a way that he will be able to survive. I mean, we've interviewed Democratic assemblymen and senators who clearly are going in the other direction. Now, if it's just a matter of his hanging in, oh, I think he would hang in as long as he could. But now you have an assembly which looks like it could impeach him. And if that happens, he'll have to step aside. There will be an interim. His lieutenant governor, Hochul, is now being said that she would take over and then run again if she's the acting governor. In New York State, that's very tough because there's an informal rule that you sort of got to be from the five boroughs of New York or a surrounding area in order to be a viable Democratic candidate, not Republican, but Democratic candidate. So we'll have to watch that. If, and I suspect it's going to happen now, the assembly says, okay, we're going to impeach. That, of course, leaves Cuomo with very few options except to resign. If I know this guy at all, he's going to want to stay where he is, and he will try to fake them out until the last moment. But then, when it looks inevitable, he'll have to resign. He will not face impeachment. Of course, David, if they impeach him, then, you know, the process will move forward, and he'll be out. So I don't think there are a lot of options for this governor right now.
What's interesting is that the attorney general's report did not, and she said so, amount to any criminal referral or prosecution. But not long after that report was released, we heard from Albany County District Attorney David Soares, who would be in the location of where some of the alleged harassment occurred at the mansion, for example, the Capitol, under his jurisdiction, and says he is pursuing that criminal complaint.
Well, if it's a criminal complaint, Soares would be the guy for two reasons. Number one, if it happened in the mansion, that, of course, is clearly in his jurisdiction. But it's also that Albany is the capital of the state, and traditionally, district attorneys have the power to look at anything that emanates out of that vortex. In other words, Albany is the place. The DA here has a lot of power. Now, it is clear, and it has been for a long time, that David Soares is not given the resources he needs to be the district attorney that covers the legislature and the governor. And it is also clear that this is a guy who believes in doing his job. So that's just one more point of pressure put onto the now governor to get out.
Are the Republicans in New York licking their chops, and will it affect their strategy going forward?
I don't know. They've certainly not picked a strong candidate in Lee Zeldin for governor. The guy's a Trumper. Clearly, they are more content with staying with somebody whose allegiance is to Trump than finding somebody who could win. You know, in my state of Massachusetts, we certainly have a governor who is immensely popular. He stays away from the Trump thing, he does his job, and he is not going to put anybody into a position where his incumbency becomes political. So that's it. If the Republicans continue to insist on a guy who I don't think can be elected, not with his Trump credentials. You know, George Pataki beat Mario Cuomo, but he was not a fellow who was going to be making a lot of waves, and he was a moderate. That's what the Republicans need right now if they want to have a chance.
Well, Alan, I can't help but ask this question. I mean, for so long in your interaction with not only Mario Cuomo, but Governor Andrew Cuomo, they're so smart. They strategic. They know politics through and through. Very buttoned up. And I have to say, with Andrew Cuomo, why the risk? Why do something like this? Why put yourself in jeopardy when, in all other accounts, he's a very shrewd and smart politician?
That's exactly right. I said it yesterday, David. He's both smart and stupid. The smart part, obviously, is his machinations, his choices of people around him have not always been that good. He is a guy who succumbed to what so many other politicians have done and wasn't smart. You know, the big ifs. If he had stayed married, if he'd stayed with the girlfriend that he had in Westchester County, it could have been better, but he didn't. So these are things that really have doomed him in the way I'm looking at it right now as a politician.
In the long view of history, does it damage his father's legacy in any way?
I've been thinking about that. I just don't know. One of the father's worst vulnerabilities was that he stood by the kid, his kid. And the thing about Andrew that is to be remembered is that it's not only now, but he was a guy who was a sort of enforcer when Mario, who had enjoyed broad public appeal, was a decent, wonderful man. But there was Andrew. So your question is a profound one. It may. I doubt it. I got a couple of nasty letters yesterday saying, you know, the Cuomos, trying to put them all together. Well, Mario is a very different man than Andrew is, and history is going to show that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks for taking the time, as always.
And thank you, David.